Yo, welcome to another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and the world has been so crazy lately. I pray that you've been in good spirits, but I've been great. Let's get right into these topics. So the first topic I want to talk about is Ray J went on a rant a couple days ago because Kris Jenner took a lie detector test, and she was talking about when the sex tape between him and Kim came out in the past. Now, the reason why Ray J was mad is because back in the day, he was forced to sign over the papers. And Kris was the one who was basically in charge of the whole deal. Like, she took the papers to Vivid. And not only did she take the papers to Vivid, she basically pimped out her own daughter, Kim. Now, the reason why I bring it up is because people need to bring awareness to this. A lot of times when kids are young in the industry and they're too young to make decisions for themselves. Now, they both was of age, but they were still young in the business. And not only did they make one tape, they made another one. So your mother watched you on that tape and didn't like it and said, nah, rewind it. I need you to go back in there and do it again. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I seen the tape. That shit was awful. But somebody else may feel some type of way about it. But at the end of the day, that was their claim to fame. And from that moment on, her whole family started their empire. But the saddest part about all of this is not only has their empire been born off of bullshit, but look what Ray J going through. This man has been having to deal with this for 20 years. He been lied on, disrespected. Now, granted, we always laugh when he's in the news about something. He is a very comical media star. But he's also a businessman. I'll never not acknowledge the good things that come with him. You know what I'm saying? But also, we have to realize that the Jenner / Kardashian family is horrible. Horrible. This shit gotta stop. And I'm assuming Ray J is taking him to court. That's what I'm assuming is gonna happen next. But as everything unfolds, we'll definitely keep you abreast of the situation. So we're gonna keep moving right along. So also last week on Carisha Please, which is Young Miami's, I want to call it a podcast, but it's almost like a talk show. So I'm gonna just say talk show. I'm gonna speak it into existence for Young Miami. So her guest was Sweetie, and the reason why it was an interesting guest for me was because she was speaking, but she didn't speak too much. She was just sitting there looking all fine and everything like that, which is fine. But on the answers that we really thought we was going to get from her, from the questions from Carisha, we didn't get. But that's fine. They were still kikiing and everything is good. I love how she bring these female guests on that she be flirting with real heavy. I love to see it. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shout out to you, Young Miami. Shout out to you, Sweetie. So we're gonna take it to some sad news. So the first part of my sad news I wanted to bring up was, it was a girl by the name of Raven K. Jackson. And Raven K. Jackson was a fitness guru. And she was so full of life. And the reason why I'm bringing her up is because she committed suicide last week. Well, we heard of it last week. It was actually a few days before that. And the only reason we knew about it was because her boyfriend, well, his dumb ass, posted it on social media. I don't know what made him do it, but he posted it on social media. He didn't even give the family time enough to say what they wanted to, even if they wanted to do that. So he was on a press run talking about he being all sad and everything like that. I'm not saying he wasn't. But what I am saying is something just not adding up. Because as he was putting the text messages on social media, it's a couple days that just is not even adding up. Like, even in the note that I read, she said she was on a bridge. But they found her in the house. You see what I'm saying? So it's small little details like that that I'm really waiting to hear when the autopsy comes out, to see really what really happened. And, you know, in the midst of everything that's going on, his baby mother, you know, was getting on him saying he a deadbeat and how he don't take care of his kids and everything like that. So it is a very unfortunate situation. Praying for all families involved. As I hear more information, I will definitely get it to you. The next order of business. Now, it was reported yesterday that rapper PNB Rock was shot and robbed in LA at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Now, what's very interesting about the shooting is a couple of months back, he was in LA. And he said that it was some people trying to run down on him. And he was with his baby mother. He was with her. And he was saying how he was trying to leave, but she wanted to keep shopping. You know, he was trying to stay on point. And he was down there because he was going to a wedding. And he just happened to want to stop to get a little bite to eat before he heads to the airport. Now, they have been saying that this is a very busy Waffle House. They said it's in South Central. It's by a busy intersection. And it's kind of like in a little shopping center, I guess. Now, people are getting on his baby mother, because a picture of the location was dropped. But whether that location was dropped or not, somebody knew he was coming. And the reason why I can tell you somebody knew he was coming is because the shooter end up taking the jewelry. So when he came into the restaurant, they tussled for a little while, but he ended up getting shot. Now, a video surfaced the net. Somebody who was there filmed the video. I don't know why people do this. But somebody had the video of him lying there dead in the Waffle House. It's so sad we're in a time like that where people just are so insensitive. And my prayers are out to the family. You know, for his girl. Hopefully she deletes her social media for a little while, because they're not going to stop. People making all these statuses. A lot of people are blaming her, but you don't know what was going on. You don't know who seen him. You don't know who he could have had beef. Nobody knows the situation for real. Until we really get to the bottom of it, all we can do is speculate. But all we know is that when he was at LA, LA been a war zone for a while. And anybody who goes to LA, especially the rappers, you just gotta know how to move. It can go down to any part of the state. Whether you up there in the hills, whether you in LA, the valley, it can go down anywhere. You have to move smart. Stay on your P's and Q's at all times. And, you know, now somebody got to tell his daughter what happened to daddy. It's just sad and unfortunate. The record label he was under, he was on Empire. I guess he had a distribution deal with them because he was really independent. It's just crazy. But may your spirit live on. Your spirit always gonna live on through the music. Rest in peace, my brother. One more. And now as we switch over to music, the first I want to bring up the Sexy Freaky Girl remix. Now, Nicki had a remix where she had JT. She had Bia. She had Millie Mitch. And she had herself. And I'm not going to lie, they just killed it. Let me see if I can play a little snippet of it. Yoda. Wrong song. And Akbar and Katie got bands. So I did like the remix. And one thing I did like about the remix was it gave a couple artists that didn't have that type of platform to be able to get on a big platform and really showcase what you got. You know, Nicki could have picked whoever she could have picked, but she chose these artists because as an entertainer, a lot of female artists are beefing right now. And the reason why I know that is because they play it out on social media. A lot of them are at odds right now with each other. And for whatever reason, most of them used to be friends, but for whatever reason, they're not friends no more. So, I wish they would leave it all in the music, but it don't happen like that. Now, also in music, Ari Lennox's album came out. I love Ari's album. Age, Sex, Location. You know, it's funny, I remember, you know, back when we was younger, that's what we would talk about. We would always tell each other, like, you meet a girl, you'd be like, hey, you just hope she'd be real with you. Now, one of my favorite songs on the album, I like Hoodie, I like Leak, I like POF, I like Unloyal. Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can play a little snippets. I feel you already block you, baby. No, no, love me. On that night drive. Ooh, you're so. That's that night drive. Of course, you know, it wouldn't be right if I didn't play a little bit of Pressure. Play a little bit of his Hoodie. If you say so, spread it like some gazer. A little bit of that Queen Space. Leak it with Chloe. I love when the artist just be, you just put the track on, no matter what you're doing, whether you sitting in the house with a bottle of wine, you just vibing out. I love music you just vibe to. And that's what Ari give you. Ari give you that music you can just listen to, and you be like, yeah, she talking that shit on there. Now, it was more music that came out, but, you know, I've been in real R&B mode, so I'm going to do a full tutorial later on some more music later. But now, the last thing I want to get to before I'm done today is, I want to get into a little bit of relationship talk. Now, what I wanted to bring up was, you know, I've been hearing a lot of women, you know, I do my research during the week. You know, I talk to a lot of females because I got a lot of female friends, but I also talk to the males, see their point of view also. What I hear a lot of women saying is what they're tired of doing as far as when they get to know somebody. You know, I'm not saying the roles are being reversed, but what I am saying is that what you see, a lot of people doing now, especially as far as the females, like, they'll date a few guys, you know, and that's cool. Whatever you want to do, you know. You can date as many people as you want. Until you find that one. But like I said, they'll date a few guys, play process of elimination. They may have a guy for everything. You might have a food guy. Might have a guy that you talk to. Might have a guy you call over every once in a while, tune you up. A guy you go out with. Everybody got a job to do. If that's you, then that's you. No judgment here. But I feel it's so important that no matter what it is you trying to do, communicate it. If you want a guy, if you feeling the guy, communicate it. I heard this girl say the other day, she'll cook for the guy, rub his feet, give him some wham bam, thank you ma'am. Give him an Uber home so he ain't got no car to get over there. And then she said she'll block him. Why? Why do all that just to block somebody? You basically gave him relationship benefits without the relationship. You think that's a W for you? That's an L. But also, too, some women are becoming... I never put all women in the category because there's some good ones still left. But for the ones that ain't, some women are just becoming so heartless. And the reason why I say some women are becoming so heartless is because, and don't get me wrong, I get it, ladies. Some of y'all been hurt countless times. Y'all been running into fuckboys left, right, up and down. But that still don't give you a reason to give up. Don't give up. Y'all still outnumber us. Don't ever forget that. And also, too, sometimes the man you're looking for is right in front of you. It could be the dude that you just kept on ignoring. He might be the one for you. The one who you say, oh, man, he just my friend. Yeah, he a friend died. He your friend waiting on a chance. If you feeling that person, hey, just try it out. You never know what could happen. But just don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on love. Don't give up on your faith. Stay encouraged. That is all for this episode. You're tuned into another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. Peace.